Welcome back, Umed. I'm Calm, professional female, and we're about to explore one of the most consequential questions in entrepreneurship. How does a startup obtain the money it needs to move from an idea to a functioning, growing business? Startup funding can seem like a simple search for capital, but every funding mechanism carries more than money. It can affect ownership, control, speed, accountability, risk, and the kinds of milestones a founder is expected to pursue. Bootstrapping may preserve independence while placing greater pressure on personal resources and early revenue. Friends and family may offer flexibility, yet introduce important relationship considerations. Angel investors can contribute experience and connections alongside capital. Venture capital may support rapid growth, but usually comes with expectations about scale, governance, and eventual returns. There are also paths that do not fit the familiar investor model. Crowdfunding can test demand while building a community of early supporters. Grants may finance research, innovation, or public interest work without requiring founders to surrender equity, though applications can be demanding and eligibility narrow. Loans and other forms of debt preserve ownership but create repayment obligations. Accelerators may combine modest funding with mentoring, networks, and an intense period of development. Strategic investors can bring industry access, while revenue-based financing ties repayment more directly to business performance. The useful question, then, is not simply, where can I get funding? It is, which form of capital fits this company, at this stage, for this purpose? A business developing a complex technology may have very different needs from a local service, a consumer product, or a software company with recurring revenue. Timing matters too. Raising capital before the business has evidence of demand can be difficult and costly, while waiting too long may restrict growth or weaken negotiating leverage. As you listen, think of funding as a design decision rather than a prize. The aim is not necessarily to raise the largest amount or attract the most famous investor. It is to build a financing strategy that supports the business without creating obligations it cannot reasonably carry. So begin with one foundational idea. If capital always comes with a cost, financial, strategic, or relational, which cost would your startup be most prepared to accept, and which would it need to avoid?